I snatched the house keys off the table after the taxi driver had hooted the second time. As I scampered to the door, I stopped and turned around. I was certain that I had switched off the stove, but I had to make sure. All the plates were off. I looked around my place and smiled. Who would have thought after spending 6 years in this cramped flat that I'd finally move out? Sorry, sir. I got caught up, I said, stepping into the taxi. He pursed his lips as he glanced at me over his shoulder. The old geezer then looked at the rearview mirror. You ready? I smiled and said, yes. A whole new life awaited me, filled with lavish functions, international vacations, sparkling jewelry, and not to mention, living in an affluent neighborhood. I must admit that I was proud of myself. No more dating loser men who had nothing going for themselves except the skills to clap my cheeks. I smiled, thinking about the guys who had given it to me really good. Gabriel wasn't great in bed, but he offered me the lifestyle I had always dreamt of. And that's all that mattered. The only time I lied to Gabriel was when he asked me about my body count. He knew that I was honest, so I used that to my advantage and told him I had slept with only 2 men. One would have sounded unrealistic, so I thought 2 was the perfect answer. The only reason I lied is because I felt he wouldn't marry me if he knew the real answer. The guy was obsessed with me. I couldn't give him a reason to doubt that I was his perfect little angel. I was certain he would have called off the wedding if he knew the real answer. He was also very possessive and didn't like sharing his assets. Gabriel was definitely not one to have liabilities. His father, an astute businessman, taught him about protecting his investments and only putting his money into projects that would make him more. My white lie will never get out. Besides, Gabriel will obsess over me even more once I ride his brains out. We had sex only once so that he could get a taste of what I had offered, and my performance was outstanding. I didn't want to be another whore he banged and then just chucked away once he was tired of me. By withholding sex, I held power over him. He was eager to get more of my body, but I would let him only if he committed to me. It was a win-win if you ask me. Gabriel got me, and I got the perfect lifestyle. I looked out of the window and smiled. Everything had worked out as I had planned. Actually, the wedding was going to be even bigger than I thought. Gabriel had mentioned a special surprise. Gina accidentally let the secret slip that Enrique Iglesias would sing at our wedding. She was the only person in his family I worried that I would not impress. Gabriel loved his sister, and it was important to him that she and I got along. She wasn't bad, but I felt she judged me a few times. The way she looked at me suggested she was suspicious of me. The driver stopped in the parking lot of the club. That's $60. Wow, that's quite a bit, don't you think? It's a Thursday night. I got lots of business. I could have picked somebody else up and charged them more. Instead, I came to fetch you. Okay, fine. I reached for the purse in my bag. My hand roamed inside the bag, desperately searching for the purse. I stretched the handbag to get a better look and shifted the makeup as I rifled through all my stuff. My eyes closed as I raised my chin, realizing I had forgotten to put my purse into the bag. I bowed my head and sighed. How could I be so stupid? I rushed to get ready so I would arrive on time. Sir, I don't have money on me. He looked in the rearview mirror. That's not my problem. I need to be paid. I looked around, wondering how I would get money. There was no way I would ask someone on the street for money. How would that make me look? I thought of internet banking. Sir, can I transfer you the money? I need cash, young lady. I don't work with that technology nonsense. But I don't have anything on me. I left my money at home, and I don't know how I can pay you. Where are you going?
To my bachelorette party. I'm getting married on Saturday.
He raised his left eyebrow and curled his lips.
Is that so?
I frowned, not liking the look on his face.
Yes.
Well, maybe we can work something out.
What?
You know us, men. You know what we like. He said, sneering.
Oh God. How did I get myself into this mess?
Shouldn't have told him about my bachelorette party. He probably thinks I want dick before I commit to my husband.
Well, he's not wrong.
I thought about getting some nookie, but I didn't want to risk it.
I can't do anything at the bachelorette party.
Gina's going to be there. I wouldn't be surprised if she wanted to attend just to keep an eye on me. And tomorrow is the family lunch, so this is my last chance to get some.
I mean, he's not that bad looking.
Definitely rugged. Probably has a big dick and knows how to handle a girl like me.
Okay, but we can't do anything here, I said.
His smile broadened.
No problem, sweetheart. I know a place.
The way he said that suggested he had done this before.
He parked at an abandoned strip mall nearby. Most of the street lights weren't working, so darkness made us inconspicuous.
He looked at my groin from the corner of his eye.
Just a blowjob, and that's it, I said.
He reclined his seat and unzipped his pants. I leaned over and stroked his dick over his jocks, then pulled it out. I blinked twice, taken back by the girth and length. The old geezer was packing. At least I had something to suck on.
I grabbed his dick and looked down at the head, then swiped my tongue on it a few times.
My lips lowered to his head, wrapping them around it.
I licked it and then lowered my lips down his dick, engulfing it.
He pushed my head down, making me gurgle.
I felt his head in my throat and underestimated the length of his dick in my mouth.
Saliva formed in my mouth, dripping onto his dick.
He murmured.
The old dirty bastard was enjoying it.
Can't say I blame him.
Gabriel loved my blowjobs.
I licked his balls and rubbed his anus.
He raised his bum and groaned.
I knew I had hit the sweet spot.
His hand ran down my back, and he squeezed my ass.
His dick had gotten even bigger as it hardened.
Come on, sweetheart. Give daddy what he likes.
I know I said, only a blowjob, but I would be lying if I didn't want to feel his big dick inside me.
I pulled down my G-string and pulled up my skirt, then sat on top of him.
My hands were on the seat's backrest, and his left hand was on my ass as he slipped his dick into my pussy.
He looked up at me with a sly smile and said,
"Ooh, that's my girl. Nice and wet. Just the way daddy likes it."
I jumped on his dick and closed my eyes. His girth and length felt amazing. I couldn't believe how much I was enjoying myself.
Several consecutive screams shot out of my mouth unexpectedly.
It had been a while since a dick felt that good inside me.
He spanked my ass while looking up at me as I continued bouncing on his dick.
"That's it, you dirty girl," he said and smacked my ass hard.
That made me hornier, so I bounced on his dick faster.
I wanted to come badly. He had made me so wet.
It's as if being with him reminded me of what it felt like to be with a real man.
My forehead wrinkled, and I tucked my head in between my raised shoulders as tremendous passion built up inside my chest.
The passion discharged out of my pussy, and I screamed loudly.
I closed my eyes and raised my chin as I panted.
I had come, so now, all that was left was to finish him off.
He frowned as I jumped on his dick aggressively, keeping up the momentum for some time until he finally exploded.
He drove me back to the club. I briefly looked at him and smiled, wanting to thank him for satisfying me. But I stepped out of the car and then adjusted my skirt before walking to the entrance. Gina faked a smile when I walked in. I saw she was unsatisfied with my late arrival. But I managed to impress her with my impeccable behavior throughout the night. At the end of the night, she wished me all the best for the wedding. Even though I expected Enrique Iglesias to sing at my wedding, I was still breathless when he walked in. Luckily, people spoke more about me after the wedding than him, so it still ended up being all about me. Gabriel took me to Monaco on our honeymoon the day after the wedding. He got a great wedding present, I banged his brains out. He bought me jewelry to thank me and took me on a yacht. A few weeks later, I was pregnant. Jason was born healthy, but I also wanted a girl. Gabriel said he wanted to wait because he was launching a new business. On Jason's third birthday, Gina held him for most of the party. I thought it was odd the way she looked at him. It's as if she analyzed his face. After tucking him into bed, she approached me and said, "Don't you think it's weird that he doesn't have any of Gabriel's features?" I frowned. "What do you mean? Jason looks nothing like Gabriel." I kept staring at her, not knowing how to respond. I wondered if she had noticed that I had thought the same thing for some time.